Getting agents out the place when I'm gone. Telling all the reasons I let go to hell is so long. I see the moon singing, who the hell is you? Oh, you're coming through, holding up the minutes.
Man who don't think tiny buddies to go for them, say, yeah. For them, say, yeah. For them, say, yeah.
Trucking right, I heard a dark voice beside of me, and I looked round in a state of fright.
I saw four faces, one mad, a brother from the gutter. They looked me up and down a bit and turned to each other.
I'm
my silver chain. He said, I'll give you $1. I said, you got to be joking, man. It was a present from my mother.
He said, I like it, I want it. I'll take it off your hands and you'll be sorry. You cross me, you better understand that you're alone.
I love her. Hey, don't like you. Hello, 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 ladies and gentlemen of Tufts University, Medford and surrounding areas. Thank you for tuning in. Now, I think we'd like to shift our focus from music to a more complementary and metropolitan society would think of possibly being an index-wide phenomenon. Which is what?
You tell me.
The lack of a president in our society.
Do you think there's a lack of a president?
Well, that's a good question, because I think we do have a president.
Yes.
But he's not fulfilling the needs and duties of a president.
How many days has he been in office?
Like 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, four months.
I'll give the man 1 year and see what he does. I'm not a supporter, but
he's done a lot of bad stuff.
Yes. But maybe he'll balance it out in the next 6 months.
I don't want someone in power who gets frustrated when someone gives him a hard handshake, or someone doesn't say hello to him first, or someone criticizes the size of his inauguration crowd, or someone who gets upset at the slightest silly matters, you know.
Do you know what that is?
What?
Ego.
It's ego. He's got a really low self-esteem, and he thinks this is a power trip for him.
No, it's because of where he's born, where he was raised. He's always been the man, you know. He's always felt.
But he's a stupid person. He's not intelligent whatsoever.
He's rich.
He's probably got.
He's rich.
It doesn't take a lot of common sense and knowledge to be wealthy in the real estate industry. It's the only industry in which you can become successful being an absolute dunce, because all you need to do is wait. You wait and time plays in your favor, and you just play the gamble of whether or not this city is going to expand. It's easy.
But this man is a smart guy. I'll give him that.
No, I don't think he's very smart.
You should love. Like his business deals and all those.
If you analyze his speech, he's got the speech of a third grade student.
Bro, he's not a good speaker. Do you know who was the previous president? Obama. Obama was a great communicator. Obama is great at speaking.
That's what we need. Yeah, we need someone that can speak. That's the primary duty of the president, is to speak, address,
speak and do,
acknowledge.
Both speak and do.
Speak and do. Yes. No.
Yes. What do you want? Just speak and don't.
When the speaking is nonsense, the doing is going to be nonsense as well. So we can't allow speaking. Speaking, dude, is not a favorable outcome.
Don't be too sure.
Can you name me one good thing that he's done?
Besides
this nonsense in the stock market of increasing bullish trends.
Yeah. Do you think I'm supporting him? No. I want to give him one year. I want to see what the guy does. Then gauge him then.
And then impeach him.
Yeah, maybe impeach him. Russiagate, maybe. That's what they'll call it.
What do you think we should do about the NBA? Should we allow there to be salary caps? Or should we have there be no salary caps?
Bro, no more super teams will be there after this year. Because there'll be the CBA head. Amazing salary cuts. Let's say Paul George, if he stays with the Pacers.
Wait, they're giving salary cuts?
No, it's like they increase the salary cap.
Right again? Now, yeah. Again? This coming year?
Yeah, right now a player can sign 5 million. No, 5 years for $210 million. Yes, it's crazy money.
Wow. That's what Steph's going to get immediately, isn't it?
That's good too. That will eliminate the super teams. Because players will always remain for the money. If I have the option of going somewhere for 150 or staying home and earning 210, of course I'll get more money. And the team will get more players for me. So Paul George, do you think he might go to the Lakers? I don't think so. Maybe he'll stay in Indiana, get his 5 year, $210 million. Same to Russell Westbrook. And LeBron James too. LeBron James.
If you look at the highest paid athletes.
Yeah.
The top 10, they all come from either the Warriors or the Cavs.
Yes.
Cavs number one, and then it goes KD, and then it goes.
I think someone else is being paid a lot. that's not the Cavs and Warriors. Someone like
I can show you right now. See, the currently.
No, I'll check my phone. Don't worry.
Currently.
Yeah. But okay, as you look up the numbers, who do you think is greater, Lionel Messi or Cristiano Ronaldo? Who do you side with?
Never mind, I'm wrong.
Yes, I knew you were wrong. You need to Venmo me my 10 bucks.
But it's LeBron James, Chris Paul, Kevin Durant. Actually, it's LeBron James, Mike Conley, Al Horford, Dirk Nowitzki. Wow, three people.
Someone like Bradley Beal, DeMar DeRozan is top 10. They got crazy contracts this summer.
No, they're not.
They're not?
No.
They got $139 million and $125 million respectively.
No. Goes Dirk Nowitzki, Carmelo Anthony needs to leave the league.
Leave the league?
He's not a good player.
No, leave the Lakers. Leave the Knicks and go to the Lakers. It'll be a good addition there.
Oh, wow. If he goes into the Lakers, that would be nuts.
Yeah.
Wow. Then Damian, then Chris Bosh. Chris Bosh, what is he doing right now? Oh my god.
Bro, Chris Bosh.
What's up?
He was a great player in the Raptors and the Heat. As a stretch three, he brought up shooting threes and everything. As a stretch three, Chris Bosh made who Kevin Love is right now. Like someone who could rebound, shoot the three, pass. Yeah. So I think Chris Bosh,
Kevin Love, it gets paid a lot of money.
Yeah. The Cavs has the highest payroll in the NBA.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Why?
It's because they have the starting five in the max. All of them. LeBron James, Kyrie Irving, Gerald Smith, not really. Double T and Kevin Love. Can I Shazam this?
Wow, I thought you were gonna start rapping, but
nah, I'm not about that. I'm not about that life.
All right, so what do you guys want to listen to? I guess we'll listen to
Twist and Shine, the Beatles, bro. I thought you were playing the Beatles.
We were playing the Beatles.
Then play Twist and Shine. That's an amazing song.
Yeah, I think I want to play this song right now.
Of hurriedness, dressed as a friend, as nice as they come. Knife shall be plunged deep into the flesh of them that were happy to least expect it. Blood may well be thicker than water, but war will arrive with no word of warning. Angels of the morning, demons in the noon, ever consumed by beating off the gloom. There in the moment, faced with the truth, just ain't gonna know what's the right thing to do. The life of the little, the life of the great deal. Life taking life, death making space for life. Vain fights of, vain flights of. Hands are tied, sick and damn tired. The cold truth makes room for the warm lies. recognizing the foe at the end of the road that leads to a road from out of the blows. No news is bad news. Accustomed to assuming the payments of dues from right where you stand, that brings out the upper hand. Peace makes the man, but the ego runs right. Step into the light, while remaining in the darkness. Fortune's lane, pertaining to the heartless. It may seem like a viable option. Fire against fire is a strange concoction. Karmic justice will reign supreme. Routines in life cause a loss of belief. When regaining that, reframing that. New name for that, new lane to bat. Greater steps for all creed and kind with movements of this divine decide it.
Sometimes
it's those moments, you know.
It feels like fighting for, wasting away, fighting for. Ooh.
When we open our eyes and recognize.
Sometimes it feels like fighting for, wasting away, fighting for.
Smell your intentions. You love another freak show sitting next to you. You love some weird people sitting next to you. You think I did not get here sitting next to you. But after all I've said, please don't forget. All my friends are heathens, take it slow. Wait for them to ask you who you know.
Tennessee byway, one arm on my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dovin' on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight. Whitetail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb, chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life. Thank you.
I am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems. The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out how you can get involved in the war against the war on drugs.
I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
The Cambridge Bicycle Committee says, get on your bikes, have fun, and ride safe. Here's how.
A pavement light shoots a light at night. The stop signs apply to you all right. Watch for the man sitting in his car. He's gonna kick that door ajar. Go with the flow, don't go the wrong way. Put that helmet on your head today. Well, all right, get on your bike. Ride safe, have fun, alright.
A message from the Cambridge Bicycle Committee.
his hands in the line. Got that shit down real nice. He'll play his jam and he won't think twice. No, the jam flow man don't give a damn. Playing shows across the land, rocking out with his band, playing a fat old reggae jam. No, the jam flow man won't you make that sound. Ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down. Pass it back and forth, spin it round and round. Jam flow man won't you make that sound. Ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down. Pass it back and forth, spin it round and round. The jam flow man, he started young, writing songs with a catchy strum. First the blues, then with jazz, the jam flow man blew up real fast. Now the jam flow man at the age of 10 was better at the guitar than most men. He was real good now and he was real good then, playing in the clubs, making a fortune. Oh, the jam flow man, won't you make that sound. Ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down. Pass it back and forth, spin me round and round. The jam flow man, won't you make that sound. Ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down. Pass it back and forth, spin me round and round. A real stiff drink, a big old bag and a spliff to think. Went to the bar every day at 2, was drunk by 5 and had a jam to do. Now the jam flow man didn't give a damn, pissed drunk on stage, he was still the main. Didn't ever know and killer never jam, making everybody see him clap their hands. Now the jam flow man, which made that sound, ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down, pass it back and forth, spin me round and round. Jam flow man, which made that sound, ring my body, move all around. Twist it up and blaze it down, pass it back and forth, spin me round and round. We'll be right back.
This is Tufts Freeform Radio, WMFO in Medford. Thank you very much for listening. Mm-hmm. Yep. DJ Juju Gold reporting you from here live. It's 2 a.m. I hope you guys all are asleep or either listening. Thank you very much for being here.
And is your guest today DJ Kip?
Yeah, so DJ Kip, what do you want to talk about? Do you want to just like end the night on something positive? Like, do you have any inspiration, any thoughts?
No, the only thoughts I'll have is... I was reading a book. I'm still reading the book. On Steve Jobs. So I'm reading the book on Steve Jobs. And there's this line that says, simplicity is sophistication. Or something.
Yeah, simplicity. I love that. Simplicity really is. I love simple things, you know. I don't want something...